Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Oh my goodness! We're so excited to be here. We're talking about VFNKB, the whole mountain complex, right?
Kingdom business, VFNKB.
Yeah, and you always hear us, you know, coming to you. We talk about the seven mountains. We have the family mountain, the faith mountain, the education mountain, the business mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment, and the government mountain. We actually are impacting each of these with you, our tribe, as we're working together and empowering.
Yeah.
You know, those that are called to be able to go. God's called us to go into the mountains and make disciples of nations. You know, what specifically was said by Bill Bright years ago, when the Lord spoke to him, is if you really want to make a disciple of a nation, you have to go in and send disciples into those five spheres of culture. And you've been hearing us quite often, you know, talking about, you know, VFN TV. That's the media mountain. You're probably seeing that right now. You know, VFN KB focuses on all seven mountains, but one of the mountains you hear us on quite often, you know, through broadcast, through online streaming. There's so many different ways to be able to get through our application. But that's VFN TV. That's part of the media mountain. We have a international television program, 196 countries and seven territories coming to you with success secrets and all these wonderful things. But we're going to be talking about how has Christianity impacted, you know, society. And this is so important because, you know, it hasn't been too long ago where people were creating a wrong narrative about what truly is. So today you're going to find out the true narrative.
This is powerful.
About what's going on. So the first mountain, we're going to go through a couple of these mountains, is the family mountain. That's one thing we really focus on with marriage encounters and helping children out. We took them to the Next Step Outback, so you can find out details about
that. For 10 years.
But let me show you what Christianity is responsible for in regards to children. I mean, at one time, children didn't count. Until Jesus said, suffer not the little children to come under me. That was a brand new concept for people. As a matter of fact, let's take a look now.
In the ancient Greek and Roman world, children were property. Babies, especially little girls, were often killed immediately after birth or abandoned to die of exposure. And what we call child abuse today was considered normal back then. Then Jesus appeared, and children became people. Christians opposed all forms of child abuse, rescued babies who had been left out to die, often adopting them into their own families. They taught the world to value and care for the youngest members of society.
Isn't that powerful? You're looking at what Christianity has done for children. Children were considered property, what we call abuse. It was the norm of the day until Jesus arrived. So when you start pushing God out of the square and you start pushing Jesus away, it's what happened in America for a season. What happens? They start aborting the children. Children have no value anymore. Over 50 plus million children have been killed in the womb since Roe versus Wade passed in the courts. You know, really against the will of most of American people. So when you bring God back, and that's why you see some people want to push God away, because if you bring him back, that means you got to actually start loving your children.
Oh, yeah.
Conviction. And honoring them, you know, and actually giving them life. This is so powerful. We want to hear from you, you know, hear about, you know, what you have to say about that. But notice how it's impacting, you know, society in regards to how do we see children.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.